UN gains Rohingya access. Sukhum Phon wants global help to resettle migrants. Thailand will allow the UN's refugee agency to visit nearly 850 Rohingya migrants detained after raids on hidden camps in the south. At least 843 Rohingya have been arrested in the past week in police sweeps of remote areas in rubber plantations near the border with Malaysia, leading the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to try to confirm whether any of them plan to seek asylum. "The Thai authorities have agreed in principle to give us access to this group," said Vivian Tan, spokeswoman for the UNHCR office. "We can't confirm the identity of the migrants without us first talking to them and doing a preliminary assessment." She said no date had been agreed on yet, but the UN was pushing to do the interviews as soon as possible. Defense Minister Sukhum Phon Sawanatat said Wednesday the UN should play a greater role in addressing the migration of the Rohingya. He said the problem facing the Rohingya people requires engagement from the international community. "The international community should step in and do more to resettle the Rohingya migrants," Air Chief Marshal Sukhum Phon said. "The government would follow standard procedures when handling the Rohingya migrants," the defense minister said. "We have to take care of them when they come ashore," he said, noting the next step would be to send them to a third country. "But the process takes time and turns it into a burden," he said, adding the government would do its best to prevent exploitation and trafficking of future migrants. Air Chief Marshal Sukhum Phon said there is so far no reason to believe the migrants are linked to the insurgency in the Deep South. The recent waves of Rohingya migrants have prompted security authorities to meet state agencies to review standard operating procedures. Major General Manat Kong Pan, a senior officer attached to the Internal Securities Operation Command, Region 4, said a total of 2,817 illegal Rohingya migrants entered the country and were detained during October to December last year. ISOC spokesman Ditipuan Sasisamit said the short-term protocol is to provide the Rohingya migrants with assistance and then identify who are victims of human smuggling before sending them home or to a third country. He said the foreign ministry would seek a long-term solution in talks with Myanmar and the international community. The Department of Special Investigation is collecting evidence to determine if human trafficking is to blame for the influx of Rohingya migrants.